Welcome, welcome to your second guided meditation in Find Your Soul's Purpose. A lovely adventure awaits you now on the second loop of the sacred spiral in the imaginal realm. In this guided meditation, you will walk back in time, watching the movie of your life. You will pause at intervals in the silence, until you come to a scene, a particular scene that's calling you to stop and spend more time. Then, once the scene is in front of you, the silence will extend for 2 or 3 minutes, giving you time to communicate with yourself at that age. To help you orient yourself in time, I will ring this small bell. When there are 15 seconds left in that communication span of silence. To prepare for this meditation, if you don't have them already, get your talisman, journal, sketch pad, pen, colored pencils, of course, a glass of water, and turn off anything that might distract you, close the door, and dim the lights. If you wish to light a candle or anoint yourself with sacred oil or water, do that now as well. And then settle into your chair or on the floor and get comfortable for this beautiful meditation. If you need time to do that, you can stop the recording now. We will begin this second guided meditation, as we always do, creating sacred space with an invocation, calling in the archangels, taking a moment to state our sacred desire, awakening our invisible senses, our clairs, and taking a few sacred breaths together. We begin with this beautiful invocation from Meister Eckhart. The I with which I see God is the same with which God sees me. My I and God's I is one I and one sight and one knowledge and one love. Let us now call in the archangels who protect your soul wants five things with their colored light and the meaning of their names. I will pause after chanting each angel so that you can speak or chant their names as well. We begin with purple-blue light, chanting Om Michael, who is like God. Om Michael, who is like God. And now in the silence, you invoke Michael. And now let us invoke the presence of Haniel with her sparkling silver blue moonlight. Om Haniel, the glory of God. And in magenta, Om Jophiel, the beauty of God. Om Jophiel, the beauty of God. And in the palest butter yellow, Om Azrael, whom God helps. And now, I'll be still as you call on your own angels, your own guides, your own guardians to accompany you on this sacred journey. Next, speak your sacred desire to walk this spiral path. Yes, to remember who you are and the soul purpose you carried into this life, but also for this meditation on the second loop, to remember your life's stories. You can breathe your sacred desire into your talisman if you are using one, and then place your talisman in your actual or imaginal pocket or someone near. In the silence, express your sacred desire. Let us now awaken our clairs, our invisible senses, because it is with our clairs that we actually see and smell and touch and feel everything in the imaginal realm. If you haven't done so, this is a good time to close your outer eyelids. When they are closed, tap your forehead, your third eye, and as you do, you are awakening the eyes of your soul. Now imagine closing the lids of your outer ears and tap your temples, awakening the ears of your heart. Next, we breathe together. Take three deep breaths, filling your heart with love and releasing it into the universe. With your first intake, your first sweet breath, relax your jaw. Breathe in. Feel your jaw relax and breathe out. Breathe in, feeling your neck and shoulders fall, relax, let go, and breathe out. With your third and final breath, as you breathe in, feel your whole body soften and sink into the chair or floor. And breathe the love in your heart out into the universe. With your next breath, bow your head until your third eye is looking through your forehead at the ground around your feet. With your imagination, see a pinprick of golden light in front of your toes. This is the point that opens the sacred spiral. Focus the light, this light coming from your third eye, onto this spark of golden light and watch. Watch as the golden light expands and expands a bit more until it is larger than your feet. This is the round open door between worlds. When it is wide enough, lift a foot, a real foot, a physical foot, or an imaginal foot, and tap this door. Tap this circle of light once, twice, three times. As you tap the door, silently ask the spiral to please open and welcome you to walk its sacred path. Watch now from within your third eye as the round open door opens and you begin to see the spiral that has been hidden beneath your feet. This is a mystic spiral, so it does look different for each one of us. The colors, the lights, the surroundings, the surface of the path itself, all are uniquely designed and revealed for you and you alone. And the spiral may well reveal new dimensions with each successive meditation. So don't be surprised if when you look down, she looks a bit different from your first spiral walk. When the ground has opened wide enough for you to enter, call upon your guides to walk with you, accompany you, witness your great adventure. If you are uncertain who is walking this second loop with you, simply ask now for someone to appear and wait. Wait to see who or what in the silence arrives to accompany you. When you are ready, step through the round open door and down into the spiral. As you descend below the surface and begin to walk around the curve of the first loop of the sacred spiral, you may wish to look around again with the eyes of your soul, your third eye. You are familiar with this first loop, so you can walk it quickly in the silence, simply remembering again just how exquisite and mysterious and wondrous this accelerator of consciousness, the spiral, is. As you approach the second loop of the spiral, notice how the imaginal walls of the spiral are now changing. On this second loop, the wall or surface floating beside you becomes a movie screen, a long movie screen that runs the length of the second loop. As you step onto the second loop, the first scenes you notice are things that happened earlier today, yesterday, then last week, last month, and even last year. As you keep walking and watching in this extended silence, your movie reel will keep playing scenes from your recent past. I will ring a bell 10 seconds before the conclusion of the silence. As you walk further down into the curve of this second spiral loop, the scenes go further and further back in time. You may see things that happened several years ago, then 10 years ago, 20, maybe even 30 or more years ago, taking you back all the way to when you were in your 30s. You may see scenes of yourself at home, at work, with people, alone. You may see scenes when you are angry or happy, afraid, upset, or peaceful, praying, eating, even sleeping. In this long 3-minute period of silence, if you wish to pause and look at a scene or look yourself in the eye, please do. As you walk and observe this movie unfolding beside you, simply remember, oh, these are my stories. These are my soul's stories. The bell will ring as we are approaching the final 15 seconds of this beautiful silence. As you walk further back in time, the movie will now take you all the way back into your 20s. Watch yourself in the short silence, living through this formative decade. As you watch yourself in your 20s unfold in front of you, stop walking for a moment and stand in front of a scene of your young adult self, yourself in your 20s. A particular scene calls you to now stop walking, stand still, and look at yourself with love. Ask your young adult self a question. What would you like me to remember? And in the long silence, hold out your hand. Your young adult self will reach through the screen and hand you something or tell you something. What is it? What are you remembering? What are you receiving? In this lovely long silence, take a moment to receive or remember this gift from your young adult self. Look at it or hear it. Receive it with love, even if you are not certain what it means. And then, when the small bell rings to let you know that this experience is coming to a conclusion, simply tuck your gift in your heart. With the gift from your young adult self tucked into your heart, continue to walk now further back in time, allowing the movie to take you into your teenage years. Watch yourself getting younger and younger in the short silence until you are a teenager of 17 or so. As you're walking and watching your teenage movie unfold, stop for a moment. Stop in front of a scene that is calling for your attention. Stop and look at your teenage self. Look at yourself with love and ask your teenage self, what would you like me to remember? Then hold out your hand. and your teenage self will reach through the screen and hand you something or tell you something. What is it? What are you remembering? Take a moment in the long silence to receive or remember or receive this gift from your teenage self. Look at it or hear it with love, even if you are not certain what it means. And then when the small bell lets you know that this communication, this conversation with your teenage self is coming to an end, simply tuck your gift in your heart. With the gift from your teenage self tucked in your heart, continue walking, and the movie will take you back to your pre-teen stories. Keep walking, keep watching yourself getting younger and younger in this short silence until you are a pre-teen of 11 or 10 or so. As you are walking, watching your pre-teen stories unfold, you will come to a scene that asks you to stop. Stop and look at yourself. Look at your pre-teen self with love. And ask your pre-teen self, what would you like me to remember? As you do, hold out your hand and your preteen self will reach through the screen and give you something or tell you something. What is it? What are you remembering? Take a moment in the long silence to receive or remember this gift, this important gift from your preteen self. Look at it when you receive it with love, even if you are not certain what it means. And then, when the small bell rings, simply tuck this gift from your preteen self in your heart. with the gift from your preteen self now tucked into your heart, continue walking, and the movie will unfold, taking you back to your grade school self. In the short silence, watch yourself get younger and younger, experiencing your grade school age stories, until a particular scene calls you to stop. When a particular scene in your grade school age life calls you to stop, stop walking and look at yourself. Look at yourself in the eyes with great love and speak directly to your grade school age self, asking, "What would you like me to remember?" And hold out your hand, because your school age self is going to reach through the screen and give you something important, or tell you something important. What is it? What are you remembering? Take a moment to receive and remember this precious gift from your grade school age self. When you receive it, look at it or hear it with love, even if you no longer remember or understand what it means. When the small bell rings, simply tuck this gift in your heart. With the gift from your grade school age self tucked in your heart, continue to walk now as the movie shows you getting younger and younger and younger. It will take you all the way back to your kindergarten age self, 5 or so. Keep walking in the short silence until you come to a particular scene that calls for you to stop, and remember your kindergarten age self. When your soul calls you to stop walking, stop and stand in front of a particular scene of yourself at five or so. Stop and look at yourself. Look at yourself. Look at yourself in the eyes and look at yourself with great, great love. And with that love pouring out of your heart, ask your five-year-old self, what would you like me to remember? And hold out your hand, because your very young self will reach through the screen and give you something or tell you something. And whatever it is important. Take a moment to receive and remember this gift from your kindergarten age self. When you receive it, look at it with love, whether you understand it or not. And when the small bell rings, tuck it. Tuck this precious gift in your heart. With the gift from your kindergarten age self tucked in your heart, you are almost at the end of the movie of the stories of your life. But there is one scene more. Keep walking and watching your stories unfold until you are a toddler, maybe three, or perhaps two. Stop in front of this scene and look at yourself. Look at yourself with great, great love. Look deeply into your own eyes and ask your precious toddler self, what would you like me to remember? And hold out your hand. because your toddler self might give you something or show you something or tell you something very important. Take a moment to receive and remember this gift of your toddler self. Look at it with love, whatever it is, whether you understand it or not, and you probably do not. But when the small bell rings, tuck this precious gift in your heart. With the gift from your toddler self tucked in your heart, it is time now to return to the present. So turn around on this second spiral loop with the memory of all the gifts you have received tucked in your heart. In the long silence, walk back up this second spiral loop, noticing the movie again, but now it's running in chronologic order from your toddlerhood, your babyhood, to the present. The small bell will let you know when you are approaching the completion of the movie of your life on the second spiral loop, and it's time to step onto the first loop. When you are finished watching your movie unfold all the way to the present, step onto the first loop and walk back to the surface. Notice as you complete your spiral walk what it looks like and feels like to step out of the spiral and back into the physical world. When you are back through the round open door and back on the surface, pause for a moment and in this silence, say thank you. Say thank you to your angels and guides. Say thank you to your talisman. Say thank you to yourself and the movie of your life. And especially, thank the sacred spiral for all that she has shown you and taught you. When your gratitude expressions are complete, tap the ground 3 times with your imaginal foot or perhaps your actual foot and watch as the round open door gradually closes to a pinprick and disappears. With your eyes still closed, take a few conscious breaths and bring your awareness back into your beautiful physical body. Breathe in. Breathe in. And breathe in. Thank the ears of your heart for their wisdom, and gently and slowly open your physical ears and begin to notice a few sounds around you. And thank the eyes of your soul for their vision, their exquisite clairvoyant vision. And slowly and gently open your physical eyelids and notice where your attention falls. When you feel ready, in this last long space of silence, drink your water Drink your water slowly and consciously, absorbing with every sip all the wisdom, all the insights, all the blessings that you received on this, your second sacral spiral walk. Whisper out loud, what did you learn? What did you see? What did you receive? What are you grateful for? The small bell will let you know when this period of acknowledging and drinking in the wisdom and grace that you received is complete. You may now wish to soul write or soul sketch all that you experienced and remembered and received, all the gifts that are tucked in your heart. Or you may wish to just sit quietly with your hands on your chest, holding all that has happened, all the gifts that you received in the sacred container of your holy heart. You are welcome to return to this guided meditation anytime you like. Perhaps when you return, your soul will have other scenes for you to view, other gifts to receive. To integrate all that you have received on this second sacred spiral loop, listening to your soul's stories, do be sure to walk the second labyrinth. It is the first of six that have been designed just for you, just for your deep soul explorations in the accelerator of consciousness, the sacred spiral, to go back in time and discover who you really are and remember why you are here.